This is Dakota Datebook for April 13th. Banner newspaper headlines across the nation announced the sudden death of President Franklin D. Roosevelt on this date in 1945. The country's only four-term commander-in-chief passed away from a massive cerebral hemorrhage, launching Vice President Harry Truman into the presidency. Readers of the Fargo Forum learned that Truman received the news in a phone call to his office. The story said, his face went gray with the news of President Roosevelt's death. He seemed agitated. Jamming his hat over his head, he rushed out. An office staffer said, he just announced, "I'm going to the White House." Then he was through the door like a flash. Inside that same issue of the paper was the now familiar war news, reporting on the battle casualties of local and regional military personnel. 7 North Dakota men were listed as dead, with 11 wounded, 2 missing, and 1 confirmed as a prisoner of the Germans. The newspaper's inside sections included news that the Nazis lost 989 planes in 6 days. In one episode, 11 American Thunderbolt pilots strafed 2 airfields where hundreds of planes with no fuel were parked. They destroyed 74 planes and 18 others were damaged. But not all the news was about death and destruction. Fargo Entertainment, on this date in 1945, included Laurel and Hardy in the movie Nothing But Trouble at the Grand Theater, with the ticket price of 30 cents. Also showing was I'll Be Seeing You with Joseph Cotten, Ginger Rogers, and Shirley Temple in her first really grown-up glamour role. Joseph Cotten was also featured at the Park Theater, starring with Teresa Wright in Alfred Hitchcock's thriller Shadow of a Doubt. The entertainment at the park also included a Lil Abner cartoon and a news serial. Such were the times on this date in 1945. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.